Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Last week, we started a brand new series of conversations on Jesus questions with Wynne Collier, author of Holy Curiosity, all about how Jesus asked questions of the people that he met throughout the gospel stories and how really those questions are actually meant for us as well. If you missed some of what we talked about last week, we were talking about how, you know, God in flesh, as Christians believe Jesus actually is, why he would even want to ask questions. Wouldn't the divine know everything? So if you missed that, go to theopenhouse.net.au and get the podcast. Now it's time to unpack some of those specific questions one by one over the next few weeks. Tonight we're going to look at that famous and curious question Jesus asked in the midst of a storm. Why are you so afraid? Wynne Collier, good to talk to you again, mate.
Hi, great to be here.
Let's paint the scenario. Mark chapter 4 and also the 8th chapter of Matthew, you find these stories. Jesus and his disciples are on a boat on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus falls asleep. A fierce storm hits. The disciples wake him up in fear and say, "Look, you know, you've got to save us." And he replies to them, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Now, it's an interesting story that we need to unpack, because you point out in your book that the Greek word used here for storm is actually the word used for earthquakes and for catastrophes. This isn't just a little squall. This is a wild torrent that they're in. So you could be forgiven for thinking that why are you afraid is almost a silly question.
Yeah, exactly. And that was kind of my reading of it, because at least growing up, as I'd heard the stories from a pastor or two, I always heard the question as a rebuke. You know, what are you doing being afraid? Stop being afraid. And when I began to see this in the genre of Jesus as a question asker, I heard really different, and I understood that the disciples had every reason to be afraid. There was a wind blowing all about them. They probably thought they weren't going to make it through the storm. And it's interesting to know who these disciples were on the ship that night. I mean, these were fishermen. These were guys who spent their life on boats, and they'd seen plenty of storms. But there was something about this one that deeply unsettled them.
That's a very good point. I've never even realized that myself. Of course, these guys were fishermen. They knew all about these storms. There was something about this one that was particularly alarming for them. So what do you think Jesus was getting at then, if he wasn't, you know, to a certain degree reprimanding them then? What was going on in their hearts that he wanted to address?
Well, it seems to me, you know, obviously they were afraid. The next question that came up to me was, but why wasn't Jesus afraid? Mm-hmm. If it made sense for the men to be afraid, Jesus is also a man. He feels everything we feel, and yet he was asleep. They had to wake him from the storm. And I think the difference is that Jesus was very aware of God's presence, God's ability to care for them and to watch over them. And these men had, all they saw was the storm. They didn't see anything else. So it seems to me that when Jesus was asking them, why are you afraid, it almost seems to me like it was an invitation for them to peer into their own heart and discover where this fear was coming from. Mm-hmm. What was it really about? And was giving them an opportunity to look at it for themselves.
So not so much about them being afraid, but what they were actually afraid of.
Exactly.
So yeah. What do you think they were afraid of? Where was this going?
Yeah, well, I think they were afraid of, you know, the obvious things, ruin, and they were afraid of chaos. They were in a situation where they were entirely out of control. And for me, this seems like this is when most of us really become afraid, is when we feel like we have no control over a situation. When we feel like our resources, our skill aren't good enough to save the day. We can't protect our kids. We can't save our job. We can't stop cancer from wrecking our body when the doctor gives us a bad report. And terror fills us. And these men were in a situation where they couldn't do a single thing to stop the chaos all around them. And I think Jesus was inviting them actually into the chaos.
This is Open House across the nation. Wynne Collier is our guest. We're doing this series on the questions that Jesus asks in the Gospels. And of course, you know, we peer over the shoulders of those people he asked them of back then. And of course, we hear them asked of us as well. Tonight, we're looking at, why are you afraid? Jesus asking his disciples in the midst of a violent storm. Why are you so afraid? Let's talk about fear in general. Is fear always a bad thing?
Absolutely not. In fact, I would say feeling fear is an incredibly human thing. And it, oftentimes it's a natural safeguard. I mean, I want my boys, my oldest boy turns 7 next week, and I want him to be afraid of running out into the street in front of our house and getting run over by a truck. But it's when we allow ourselves to be controlled by fear. In fact, it seems to me that Jesus wasn't rebuking the disciples for feeling fear. He was trying to turn them away from handing control of their life over to fear. Mm. And I think those are two radically different things.
Okay, let's just pause there for a sec. It's not just the feeling of the fear, it's turning their lives over to what they're fearing.
Exactly. My contention, and this, you know, not everyone would agree with me, and that's totally fine, I could be wrong, but I see examples in the Gospels where I think Jesus felt fear. I think he felt fear in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before he was taken away, in the way he prayed and the words he spoke to the Father. Mm. The question we're going to talk about next week, I think, evidences this as well. So, I mean, I think Jesus himself, he knows our fear. He is, not just because he is aware of it, I think he has felt it in his bones. But he did not surrender to it. He did not allow fear to be his God.
Mm. Well, that needs to be unpacked then, because I think for most of us, there is that feeling of fear, and then we do actually become captive to it. It kind of hijacks us. In fact, some people can actually feel fear without even realizing it too, can't they? We can actually be afraid of things that we don't even realize.
Absolutely. And, you know, before probably a couple years ago, I would never have said that I was a fearful person. But this chapter emerged out of a season in my own life where I would say fear was a constant companion with me. And for those who have experienced this, it's the last thing you feel when you go to sleep, and it's the first thing you feel when you wake up in the morning. You carry with it with you all the day. It covers every one of your relationships. It covers how you interact with people, and you begin to hide and withdraw. And I think the crazy thing is fear tells us, back away, be very careful, stop, watch what you're doing. And more often than not, when we're dealing with obsessive forms of fear, what we actually need to do is exactly the opposite. We need to step right into it. Mm. And I think that's what Jesus was inviting them to do. He was inviting them to, with him, step into the chaos, to be with Jesus, to not cower. And I think that's an invitation for all of us in our life, is to step into those places that cause us the most consternation. And my conviction as a Christian is because Jesus is there with us.
I think it's a quote that you actually put in the book from Mandela. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not the one who does not feel afraid, but who conquers that fear. And here's the invitation actually to step into the chaos, which is going in the absolute opposite direction from what fear normally tells us to do. Okay, so let's move from that point on then to saying, okay, let's have this question of Jesus asked directly to us. Why are you so afraid? How can this word, how can this phrase, why do you fear, how can that actually help us to step into the midst of the chaos and actually be people of faith?
I think that's the question. And for me, at least, I found that the sort of pep talks, the psycho speak, wasn't very helpful to me. In fact, in some ways, it actually, for me, gave fear more power because I began to even obsess about the concept of fear. You know, writer Kathleen Norris says something, and she uses a theological word, which I'll explain a little bit, but she says, incarnation is the place where hope contends with fear. And for Christians, incarnation is the belief that God did the most scandalous thing imaginable and came to humanity, came to his creation in our own form. He took flesh and he walked with us and he sat with us and talked with us. Mm. And in that moment, in that reality, God did not leave us stranded in our fear or our brokenness or our woundedness or our ignorance. He came to us and met us there. And I think that is crucial to how we understand overcoming fear. If it's not something essentially that I by myself can overcome, I need something bigger than me, a story larger than me, to overwhelm my fears. Mm. And, you know, the way this works with me, again, with my son, he's wrestled a good bit with being afraid in lots of different ways, but one of them is the standard, you know, at night being afraid that monsters are going to come out of the closet and grab him. And the last time he wrestled with that, it really struck me that what my son Wyatt does not need is, in that moment, is for me to sit down on his bed and rationalize with him about how boogie monsters are not going to grab him because they're not real, and doesn't he know this? Mm-hmm. what he needs in that moment is for his dad to be with him, and he needs to feel my strength. And so in that moment, what I said to Wyatt was not, there's no monsters. What I said was, Wyatt, there aren't any monsters in our house, but even if there were, you know what? Your dad would crush them. And his eyes just lit up, and a smile broke across his face, because that's what he needed, was someone to be with him who was stronger than his fear. And that's what Jesus offers us.
I like it. A story that's much bigger, that overwhelms our sense of fear rather than kind of trying to fight the little battles. I like it. Wynn, that's very, very helpful. Let's take that in. Let us reflect on that and walk into the week to come with greater faith rather than greater fear. Good to talk to you. Next week, let's tackle that question that Jesus asked on the cross. The most intriguing of questions. Why have you abandoned me? Let's explore that. We'll talk to you in a week's time, Wynn.
That's it.
Wynn Collier, author of Holy Curiosity. We're doing a series on the questions of Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.